All right, I've begun recording. Could you please let me have your name and permission to record the conversation?
Yes, my name is Bruce Barnes, and you certainly have my permission.
Bruce, do you have an opening statement that you'd like to make?
Yeah, just for a couple of moments here. I think the high in my mind is that, as we all know, I think the role of IT has expanded dramatically as technology now permeates every facet of our businesses and lives today. Consequently, the nuances of running a technology organization have expanded to match. It's become a business itself, or perhaps more succinctly, a business within a business, if you will. As new elements of such things as marketing, finance, governance, operations, communications are now all very commonplace in the new CIO role. In short, it's now as much or perhaps more people-focused as it is or was technology-focused. Therein enters the word politics. Many folks associate politics with power, and that is the ability to impose your own will on somebody else. With regard to IT, that association with legitimate power may be a throwback to the 80s or early 90s when IT was still a bit of a mystery, and to some degree it could impose its will on the rest of the business. That is clearly not so true today, as widespread availability of an access technology has become a real leveling factor. You know, politics is simply the process by which groups interact and make decisions. Years and years ago, Thomas Hobbes noted that men would enter into social contracts that would allow them to give up certain things in exchange for others. In a nutshell, political power comes from simply being able to do the things that make people happy, you know, from making their pain go away or their obstacles go away. And that's the game that today's CIO must play.
Very good. Well, you were speaking of today's CIO.
Correct.
What do you think the future of the CIO role is? Do you see it evolving in significant ways over the next few years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then that's been studied by many people, and I've seen results of surveys of thousands of IT leaders from major business schools and otherwise that would say, what is the future of the IT leader and IT leadership? What are some of the characteristics of that? And those findings are very much in line with my belief. Top of mind is the issue of knowing minds and how to change them. You know, that gets down to, again, people dealing with people as opposed to people dealing with technology and foisting technology-focused solutions on a world that's not so finite and not so defined. I think that that's a huge issue. It's going to require for tomorrow's CIOs and IT leaders essentially four things. You know, they have to understand the broader context of the business in general, the business in which they reside or in which they serve. Secondly, they have to understand how to know people's minds, what they're thinking, what their predispositions are within those businesses. The third is that they're then going to know how to change or at least influence those minds. And then lastly, they're going to have the skills to pull that off.
It sounds like a very dynamic and wide-ranging skill set that's going to be required.
Well, perhaps, but some of it comes down to some very basic things. I mean, if we're talking about people dealing with people, I mean, there's lots of things that you can fall back on as basic skills that will help you get that done. Tone, you know, how you speak to people, your demeanor, how you carry yourself or your posture in talking with people. Understanding what questions to ask, you know, and I say that because the questions you ask often bias the answers that you get. Making conversations or points made in conversations personal to the person you're speaking to. Getting people to openly and honestly acknowledge their needs and interests, you know, and tying what you're speaking about to those points, making it personal. Knowing how and what to compromise to get what you want. And lastly, and sometimes this may be the most challenging, for some, and that's working at a comfortable speed. You know, Max Weber, the distinguished social theorist, once explained that social and political change or social and political discussions often require, as he quoted, a strong, slow boring into hard boards. You know, we tend to be, IT folks by nature tend to be pathological problem solvers, you know, and then they work very quickly. And what we have to do basically in people dealing with people is learn to operate at a different pace, one that's comfortable for the people with whom we're speaking, the people for whom or the owners of the problems that we're trying to solve.
The basic skill sets that you were speaking of seem like a good overall description of a solid leader today or in the future.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. You know, is sometimes the crass comment comes out, you don't listen with your mouth. You know, we have to begin by learning to listen and understand the perspective, the context of those with whom we're working, and then collaboratively trying to find personal solutions, ones that can be bought into with regard to those issues that are being discussed. We have to spend more time listening and less time talking and selling.
Well, with the qualities and skills that you've listed being essentially timeless in nature and in their applicability, the question that I have is, will the CIO of the future require any specific skills or knowledge sets that have not been required of the CIO to this point?
Well, it's often said that we go back to the point of a business within a business. I think that the CIO essentially is, in fact, the CIO of today and tomorrow is a business person. And they have to think, operate, and act from a base of knowledge that are focused on that business. You know, the nuances of finance, following the numbers, marketing, which is either externally or internally, you know, legalities and regulatory issues, compliance issues, all of those things that now are within the broader context of a business, skilling in communications, just simply conversing with people both inside as customers, as IT organizations, or even outside, whether they're suppliers or peers, all of that is drawing it, the necessities to be good at that is drawing a lot of the traditionalist, the IT of the past, out of their comfort zone, out of the box. We operate now as business peers. We cannot serve our business unless we operate as part of that business. And that is different. That is very different. And for some, it might be a hard turn to make. Nonetheless, it is a natural turn. And it is a very much of a required turn in the future as we move forward. Our next generation of IT leaders are recognizing this already, you know, and they're beginning to focus on gathering those skills, whether it's in school, going back, getting MBAs, whether it's in the people that they talk to and the things that they try to learn. They realize the shortcomings of the past, and they're already preparing themselves in this regard. We need to do that collectively, as a community of IT leaders moving forward.
Okay. Now, as we move forward, and as the ground shifts somewhat under the feet of the CIOs, I have a couple of related questions. One is, can you think of two or three key success points going forward into this new CIO environment?
Two or three success points.
Right. Two or three critical points on which success will hinge.
Well, I think we have to begin to think and operate in a more innovative manner as it relates to new products or services. I think we need to be effective in managing information, mining, and using information in a way that allows us to take into account a broader perspective of opportunity. I think we need to be adept at telling stories, the visual perceptiveness, if you will. You know, making it personal. You know, not dealing out of a textbook, but dealing more out of things with people it's easier to relate to. And we need to be very skilled at building collaboration on a broad scale, collaboration across an enterprise and even beyond an enterprise. We become more ringleaders in a circus of resource and bringing all of those resources to bear in an integrated and orchestrated way. Our job isn't to live alone and provide answers singularly. Our job is effectively to bring together solutions that span broad levels of participation and value.
Well, the related question